Thank you. A person is pulling up. What? 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 Yeah, a person's pulling up grass. So depending on what malacha is, that will determine the shear of when he's mechuyev for doing a malacha Shabbos. If he's pulling it up for food, for his animals, so if he pulls up a certain amount, he's mechuyev. But if he's doing it to be mesakein the karka, then it's... if he's pulling it up for food, it's malakate. And it has one set of shiurim. And if he's just doing it to be miyapa the karka, to clear the underbrush from the karka, then it's choresh, and then even kol shehu, no matter, even if he picks up the smallest amount, he's being misake in the field, he's being miyapa the field, and that's a tolda of choresh. So that's, and even the kol shehu. So the Gemara asks, kulu, otu kulu la liyapa the sakarka ninu, he's always doing that. Rashi says, so that's always happening. Rabbi Rav Yosef Damri Tev, so Abaye says he's not mechaven. Abaye says he's not mechaven. He doesn't mean to be miyapa the karka. Frekta Gemara ayas psikreshe. It's psikreshe that the karka is now made ready to be plowed. The Gemara answers, "Lo tzricha de ka'ovid ba'arad de chavre." It's not his field, so lo ichpas le liapos. Rashi says. So the Aruch learns in this Gemara, as we said a few weeks ago by the Leishir, the Aruch sees in this Gemara a raya to his yesod that sekreshe lo nichale is mutter. Sekreshe, but it's lo nichale. He doesn't lo ichpas le. Rashi says here, he doesn't care. So. Okay, so we explained that, I hope, I think, to my satisfaction we explained it, you know, why Loi Nichalei breaks down the Psik Reshe. However, the Ran at the end of Perek Shmoyne Shrotzim in Shabbos brings down the Orach Shita, that Psik Reshe Loi Nichalei is Mutter. And then he says it's not the Pshat in the Gemara at all. Just getting into the exact lotion. Kitzur, he says, the Gemara, it says, the Pshat is it's Melacha Shena Tzvicha Lagufa. That's how the Ran explains it. In the Aruch is making it Mutter, as the Bikveger explains. The Aruch is making it Mutter, because it breaks down the Psik Reshe, so you're back to Dov Shena Muskavin, which is Mutter. And somehow Lo Nichalei breaks down the Psik Reshe. But the Ran says no, it's no riot. The Gemara could be talking about the Chiyuv D'oraisa. And the Gemara is saying it's Psik Reshe, but it's Arad D'chavre. So it's Melacha Shena Tzvicha L'gufa. So would, on the practical, so it would be also with Rabbanan. You don't have a riot to the Aruch Yisoy. There might be something, it might be true that Psik Reshe D'lo Nichalei is always Mutter on a D'oraisa level, because it's always Melacha Shena Tzvicha L'gufa. That very well might be. But it's also mid Rabbanon. But the Aruch, obviously, the Aruch is saying that the great of Lo Nichalei is mutter mid Yoraisa. So the Bekveger explains. The Aruch is saying that Lo Nichalei breaks down the Psik Reshe and applies Dov Shenim Eskavim, so applies mutter. That's the basic setup. So the question is now to understand better. In other words, here it's a case of Psik Reshe. So you, normally, Melacha Shetzicha L'Gufa, you talk about the purpose why the person is doing it. Now here he's b'chal not doing it to be miyapa the karka. He's doing it for the likud. You always have the kasha that we saw from the Kesef Mishnah that every psik reshe should b'lay b'mlocha shen esvicha l'gufa. So here's where the question comes to fall, because the Gemara is saying, Bishlam anichalei, so that's enough, malocha tzvicha l'gufa. Because here's really where the Gemara says that a psikreshe, we'll call it for shorthand, psikreshe loinichalei, because that's an easy way of referring to it. So here the Gemara really says that, according to the Ran, that a psikreshe loinichalei is indeed lachash and tzricha legufa. Now, it's mitzad the psikreshe shebo, this is what you have to understand. Mitzad the psikreshe shebo, so the, normally you do something and you do it with a purpose. That's lachash and tzricha legufa. The purpose of the Mishkan. We'll say it the way Tosis interprets the din of Lachash and Tzricha Legufa. Here, he's not doing it for that purpose at all. But he's Nichalei for that purpose. So that's what you have to understand. Monavshach, so you need Nichalei. I mean, by Arad the Chavre, it's also being Masaka in the Karka. And Mitzad the Melocha of Choresh, it's Tzricha Legufa. It's accomplishing that purpose. And by his own era, he wasn't doing it for that purpose anyway. It was just Nichalei. So that's a funny setup, that all of a sudden Nichalei is determining whether or not it's Melacha Shetzricha Legufa or not. Normally, you say what determines Melacha Shetzricha Legufa is indeed what his purpose is. What his purpose in doing the Melacha is. Here, it's Bechlal not his purpose. It's not Mechavan to do it. So you need here, it's Nichalei, like it's a different set of rules. It's Nichalei and Loi Nichalei. So that has to be understood. The Gemara in Shabbos, Taflamad Aleph, Amud Beis, is a still famous Gemara, especially if you say Bamin Adlikin. So if you are Mechabe Aner, in order to save oil, you do Malachas Kibui, Chasla Aner, Chasla Shemen, Chasla Tzila. So that's Malachas and Tzvicha Legufa. And that's why Rabbi Yosi Poter, because he owes Malachash and Tzvicha Legufa is Poter. Right, if you're doing it, the kibui is not, it's only to save oil. So that you don't need the tzairich of the Malacha itself, and that's Malachash and Tzvicha Legufa. Except in the case of by the psila, if you want to, if your intention is indeed to extinguish the flame of the psila, chasla nek, chasla shem, and chasla psila, you want to stop the psila, so you're making it into pechom, you're making it into a good object, so that's called melacha tzricha legufa. You're doing the melacha skibui on the psila, and you're making it into a worthwhile product. You're making it roi lahavheiv. It's going to light better next time. So that's called Melacha Tzricha Legufa. Neshu al Sepechom. He's making charcoal. Making charcoal is not a Melacha, by the way. It means that's the Tikkun. So the Melacha's Kibui is Tzricha Legufa because you're doing the Kibui and to produce. That's Tzricha Legufa. You're producing a product. You're producing the charcoal. So Rashi says there that he's miscaving. La asoso kamin pechom achshav, that he's mechaven to make charcoal. That's Rashi's lashon there. Kiveger in the Gilyan Hashas. Why do you have to say all of a sudden he's mechaven to make pechom? It could be tzricha legufa. It could be he's Kechasal Hashemen. That's what his purpose is. But it's Psik Reishe, he's making the Pechom. And it's Nichalei, he likes the Pechom. In other words, it should be like the Gemara in Shabbos, Taf Kuf Gimel. Why do you have to go, why does Rashi have to say, Frekin Kudeger, why does Rashi have to say that he's Mischaven to make the Pechom? Right? Again, the Gemara is, Lachash and Tzvicha Legufa, Kibui, most of the time. You want it to be dark. You want to save electricity. You want to save the oil. So it's Lachash and Tzvicha Legufa, the Kibui. When your purpose is the Psila, then it's Tzvicha Legufa. The Kibui is on the Psila. And you're making Pecham. That's a purposeful Malacha, it's Tzvicha Legufa. Rashi says you're Mechavan to make Pecham. Kivegar asks, but what's wrong with the Gemara in Shabbos? He wasn't mechaven liyapas as a karka. It was just nichalei, and that was enough. So here also, why isn't nichalei enough? It's a Gideg's kasha on Rashi. What?
Michle over mechaven.
Why did Rashi have to say mechaven lasos pechom? That's the biggest kasha. Rashi speaks out. Meshul said pechom. He's mechaven lasos pechom to make charcoal. Pechom is charcoal. Mechaven. I have a perfectly fine Gemara on Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph in Shabbos that says that you can be mechaven for something else, but there's a psik reisha involved. L'chayra, there's a psik reisha involved, and it's nichale. He's happy with the pecham. He made the tzila more roi to light. Why did the Vega makes it a little stronger? The kasha, because he brings a raya that the mashmos is that it's still a case of kachosal apsila. But that's not really Negei. It's a conceptual kasha. Why did Rashi have to change the case for? Why did Rashi have to go so vite? The
Gracious is going to make it.
It does on Shabbos Daf Kuf Gimel, according to the Ran. The Ran, that's Chaylik on the Oruch, says that the Pshat and the Gemara on Shabbos Daf Kuf Gimel is that it's a question of tzricha l'gufa or loy tzricha l'gufa. That the whole nichalei, loy nichalei issue is really a question of tzricha l'gufa or not tzricha l'gufa. That's the Ran. Okay. Now, you have a Gemara in Beya, Daflamet Beis and Med Beis. I think we spoke this out in the last year also. We have the following case. You're making a bonfire and you're piling up wood just possible to structure the bonfire in the best possible way. And the question is, maybe you're making a binyan. Maybe you're either boina if you build milamata lamala. So you're asuk in making firewood, making a bonfire. You don't have intention to build anything. You're not building a building. You're piling on wood for the bonfire. You're doing it mitzura that it'll catch on the best way. You know, the small pieces are light. The big pieces are... Rashi... So it's awesome. So Rashi says it goes like a Yehuda. The Dovah Shein HaMeskavein is awesome. But according to Shimon, it would be mutter. That's what Tosfos quotes Rashi is saying. Tosfos argues... But listen how he argues. He says, "The hamiskaven lasos mashehu oseh." The hamiskaven lasos. Where's your dovah shein hamiskaven here, Frektosis? The hamiskaven lasos mashehu oseh. He means to pile up the wood, and that's binyan. That is binyan. What's lo miskaven about that? You'll notice that Tosfos doesn't ask. He doesn't ask it to Gracia places. He doesn't even bother with to Gracia, right? He says the Hamaskavin Lasos Mashahu Elsa. In other words, the basic Maisa, the action. So he means to do it. That's for Tosfos. He doesn't mean the certain tachos. He doesn't mean the tzoyrich. He doesn't mean that it should be binyan. He's just piling up wood in the best possible way to be a good bonfire. He doesn't mean to make a binyan. He doesn't mean a certain goal. He doesn't mean a certain tachlis. Like if you talk about the maisa, the tachlis hamaisa, so he doesn't mean. So Tosfos holds, who cares? But he's mechavim lasos mashehu oseh. So Tosfos doesn't even ask consecration. And it's like a Shver and Rashi. You say it should be at least psik reishe. It's no worse than psik reishe. Like what is all of a sudden davishen and miskaven? It's no worse than psik reishe. It's no worse than psik reishe l'chayir. According to Tosfos, l'chayir is much better, but it's certainly not worse. And the truth is, you have the same machlekes Rashi Tosfos and b'chayiris daf chaf hei, where they're talking about cutting off a black hair from a pora aduma. So Rashi there says that at one point it's mutter to do. So Rashi says, because he's miskaven l'sakein, he wants to make it into kosher paraduma, you're not allowed to be gozeis a kachem animal. And this is a kachem animal. A paraduma was bought with bedek abayis money. So you're not allowed to be go. You're not allowed to shear the wool. You're not allowed to do a malach of gozes to a kachum animal. So Rashi says it's muta because you don't mean to be gozes. You mean to be masakin the animal into a kosher parah aduma. So Taisa says, "What? Well, I don't know what you're talking about. He means to. He's doing. How much come out the same words that he uses in Beit Taisa? He means to do exactly what he's doing. So again, Taisa doesn't mention shikreishe. He doesn't need shikreishe. He means to do what he's doing directly. He just doesn't mean the tachlis. The tachlis is not." You know, the shearing of the wool. The tachlis is to be masak in the animal. So Taisus says, who cares? He means to do what he's doing. Rashi does care. No, but let it at least be psikreshe. So Teres is like this. Let's just talk about the machlekes in Beya and in Bechayos. By Toilish Ulshin, there's a very big difference between the two Gemaras. Over there on Shabbos Daf Kuv Gimel, by Toilish Ulshin, normally we talk about Psikreshe, so you're talking about two different Meisim. Two Meisim, and he's Mechavan for one Meisim, not the other, and then you have Psikreshe comes into play. And the Gemara uses Psikreshe by Toilish Ulshin. Even though really he's doing the same action also. Like L'chayri, you would say that if a person is doing the same action and there's different, it might be a kal v'chaymer, but if a person is doing the same action and there's just different purposes, like over the Enveya, he's building the bonfires, he's doing the same action, he's building this structure, but he has a different purpose in mind, or he's cutting off the black hair of the animal, different purpose in mind. So you would say, hakenas secretion. I mean, Tosfos, it's right not to bring it in. It makes Rashi more shver, because it's even stronger than segregation. But it's right not to bring in segregation. Ida Gemara in Shabbos does bring in segregation. To L'chayra, a very similar case. To the case where you're picking the thing, you're picking the grass, and so it's Kaitzer. And then the Gemara says, no, it's Chayrish. And the Gemara says, he's not Mechavan to be Chayrish. The Gemara says, it's segregation. Teretz is the following killer. Over the Andaf Kuf Gimel, it's Taka two different Meisim. It may look the same, and it might involve the same physical exertions on the part of the Oiseh, but it's Taka two different Meisim, because Katsira is a Meisim in the Esev. You're picking the Malachas Katsira is not a Malacha you do to the tree. You pick a fruit off a tree. You're not doing a malacha to the tree. You're doing a maisa with the peiros that you're picking. Right? So we'll call that maisa A. But then if you look at it from the perspective of being miyapa the karka, that he's picking the asavim to be miyapa the karka, and you're calling it chayrish, then he's doing a pu'ula to the karka, not to the grass. So there, for all intents and purposes, it's really two different maisa. One's a maisa with the grass, and one's, it just happens to be the same physical exertion, and it involves the same picture, the same pa'ula, but there's two different meisim. That's what you have to, it's not just two different tachleisim, two different sorchim, two different needs, two different purposes. It's mamish two different meisim. One's a meisim in the grass, Katsira's a meisim in the grass, and Chayrish is a meisim in the karka. So there the Gemara very rightfully brings in the inyan of psikreshe, that he's not mechavan for the second maisa at all. It's a gomashen and a skavan, he's not mechavan. Taisus wouldn't say anything there, that he's mechavan to pick the grass. But he's not mechavan to do a maisa in the karka. So the Gemara says that's psikreshe. Now shaken by kibui, let's talk about the kibui of Shabbos Taflamad Aleph. With the psila, and the difference is if he's chosal hashemen, he puts it out because he's chosal hashemen, or he puts it out because he's chosal ha-psila. He's doing a pula with the psila, or talk about the case in Beya with the madurta, where he's building the bonfire, he's building the bigot. So there, the taka has nothing to do with the kreisha, because you're doing the same pu'ula, not only the same physical exertion, but you're doing the same pu'ula also. Mamish, it's just a different tzairach, a different purpose you have in mind. So that has no union. So right? So that has nothing to do with the kreisha. So there, and this is the point, what the Chiddush and Rashi is, and this is the Yisoid that we're going to be saying today, that there Rashi holds, see, ironically, like, Rashi holds the purpose why you do something, there it could be 10 times better than psikreshe, it wouldn't matter. Even psikreshe wouldn't help you. Sometimes your intention for a certain tzairach defines the act that you're doing. It defines what you're doing. It touches up the maisa that you're doing. In other words, your kavana for binyan, you're piling up sticks. You're being mechaber psila. So if you're doing it for the purpose of making a good bonfire, so that's not binyan. There, the kavana is not just, you say, a person needs kavana. You have to be mechavan to do an iser. Here, your kavana will define what you're doing. If your kavana is only, Rashi holds, if your kavana is only to build a bonfire, so that's going to define the maisa as, that's not binyan going on. So it doesn't matter that it's even better than psikreshe. Your kavana for a different tzairich, your kavana for a tzairich of a bonfire makes it ois binyan. It's only your kavana for binyan that would make it binyan. But if you have a kavana for a bonfire, so you're not doing binyan. Well, the marshal, so psikreshe doesn't help for that. Well, the marshal, let's say by the psila, it would grab the psila is the same case as the binyan. You're being mechaber the psila. Now, your reason could be kachasal Hashem. Or your reason could be kachasal apsila. So there you wouldn't talk about psikreshe. It's not, first of all, it would be wrong to talk about psikreshe because you're doing the same pa'ula. So there's no two mice in the same psikreshe about. But there your kavana will define what you're doing. As we'll see in a moment. In other words, that's what Melachah Shina Tzuruch HaLegufa is all about. Okay, let's stick to the vial, let's just stick to Rashi and Beyer, Rashi and Tosis and Beyer, where, so that's the Yusoid. Rashi is saying, but according to Tosis, it's not Nagea what you're doing it for. That's not going to define the Maisa. If the Maisa is Binyan, it's also, you're not allowed to do it Shabbos. It's not Nagea in the Tzicha Legufa, because you definitely want to do what you're doing, and you're doing it for the purpose of having it in this structure. So mitzvah melacha shen tzricha legufa, it's certainly melacha tzricha legufa. But Rashi holds your purpose will define that it's not binyan. Because that's how strong the inyan of purpose is to define the pula you're doing, according to Rashi.
Okay. How do you have melacha? Every time you're doing what you're carrying a dead person out of the house. So you want to carry the dead person out of the house. Just because I don't want him to be dead, or I don't want him in the house, or I'd rather him outside. So why
I'm going to explain more later, but according to Tosis, if your purpose is not the purpose of the Mishkan, so that's a p'tur. It's like not Melechus Machsheves. But it's not because Taka that it defines the act that you're doing. That's what we're going to develop. Now, according to Rashi, that much you see in Rashi and Beya, that it's Negeya. First of all, the tachlis of the melacha, that he's thinking about a different purpose. And you also see that that purpose defines what he's doing. And that's why even something that's even stronger than the psikreshe, so to speak, wouldn't help you. Because his kavana, his purpose, not his kavana, his tachlis, his tzorich in doing the melacha is going to define what he's doing. So Rashi holds it's my opinion. He's just making a bonfire. He's not being boiner a structure. So going back to the Kvegas Kasha now. Okay, so we have this chiluk that on Daf Kuf Gimel in Shabbos it's two different Maisim, even though it looks the same. But in Daf Kuf Gimel it's two different Maisim. So the whole issue there is an issue of Dovah Sheinu Miskaven, and there's an issue of Psik Reisha. But over there by Binyan in Beya Daf Lamed Aleph, it's one Maisa, as Tosfos says, Hosu Mechaven La'asos Mashehu Oseh, and you're just talking about different goals, different Tzorchim. So Tosfos holds that's Mechal Mat Negeya, and Rashi holds it is Negeya, and Rashi holds it so Vait Negeya that it's Kavana for that Tzorch defines the Maisa. But the so now if we go to the Psilah. According to Rashi, why did Rashi have to say Frektim Kivegen? Why did Rashi have to say that he's Mechavin to make the Pechom? Why did Rashi have to say he's Mechavin to make the Pechom? He could have just said it's Nichale. Right? Right? Vegas Kasha. The terrace is that since here we're talking about the same Isa, we're talking about the same Isa. Oh, so he's doing the maisis, and the question is it binyan or not? If it's this purpose, it's binyan, and if it's that purpose, it's not binyan. Here, he's being mechaber, and the question of purpose is going to determine if it's tzricha leguf or not, right? So Rashi holds, of course you have to be mechavan to make pechom. If you're not, Rashi is l'shitoso. If you're mechavan for a different purpose, that's going to define what you're doing. If you're mechavan for a different purpose, not to make pechom, so that's going to make it ena tzricha l'gufa. It's a little different than Beyah, but it's the same. You saw you just think a difference from Shabbos Daf Kuf Gimel. On Shabbos Daf Kuf Gimel, you have to look at a blank slate. It's two different maisim, and you're dealing with Ena Mechaven and Psik Reishe. So we'll see in a moment why Punkt Nichalei is enough to determine if it's Tzricha Legufa. But the point is you're not Mechaven at all to do that Maisa. It's a different Maisa, and it's only through the mechanics of Psik Reishe that you're Mechuya for it. Here, on Daf Lamed Aleph, you're dealing with, you see in Rashi, you say that it's Choluk from Daf Kuf Gimel and Shabbos, because it's the same Maisa and different purposes. You see that Rashi Shita is that having in mind for a different purpose defines the nature of the Maisa. It's not just the Dabur Tzadi, it defines the nature of the Maisa. So over there, Daf Lamed Aleph, in Beya, it's a question of if it's Binyan or not, if it's Bechlal Osir or not. Is it Binyan or is it just making a bonfire? By Pechom, by the Pechom in Shabbos, by Vegas Kasha, so there it's certainly the Melechas Kibui. You're certainly doing Kibui. But the difference in purpose, if it wouldn't be Mechavein, since it's the same Maisa, and the only difference is the purposes, so there if you would be Mechavein, only if you wouldn't be Mechavein, Lasos Pechom, the Kitzur. So then, whatever you're mechaven for would determine the nature of the maisa, and it would always blind locha shen etzricha legufa. Nichale wouldn't be enough. Nichale is enough on Shabbos Daf Kuf Gimel because there you're dealing with a psikreshe mechanism, and his bechal doesn't mean even to do that. So all you need to make it tzarech legufa, as we'll see in a moment, is nichale. So there shouldn't be a stira to what he's doing. It shouldn't be like loy nichale. It shouldn't be ein etzricha legufa, but dafka not. But when a person's doing something, and he's mechavan to do it, and the difference is what his tachlis is, so there, if it would only be nichale v'kitzah to make the pechom, this is what I'm painting a picture. If it would only be nichale, that's Vegas kasha. So think for a second. If it would only be nichale in the pechom, but his purpose in doing it would be kechosal hashemem, then that would deter, just like his purpose, according to Rashi, determines what he's doing. That it's not binyan bechlal or in bechoyrus. His purpose in doing it determines that it's not gziza bechlal. It's only tikkun. So here it's not that vite because you're doing kibui, but it would determine if it's tzricha legufa or not. The nature of the maisa, you're saying, if is the maisa tzricha legufa or not? Is the purpose inherent in what he's doing or not? Is he doing it for a purpose that's inherent in the action or not? So that's certainly going to be determined if he's doing it for the purpose of the chosal shemen. So the fact that it's nichalei and tefechom is certainly not enough. So that's why Rashi had to say in the Gemara's Teretz that he's machaben to make pechom. So then he's machaben for that purpose. So that makes it tzricha legufa, because all you're dealing with is different purposes. Mashenken and Shabbos daf kuf gimel, nichalei is enough because he's not even machaben to do meleches karka at all. So you can't talk about what his purpose in doing meleches karka is. So there, it's working with the mechanism of psik reishe. So there, we say if it's nichalei, so good, then the maisa has an inherent purpose. We'll see in a moment. If it's loy nichalei, then al karkoch, it's loy nichalei. He doesn't want it, so you can't give it a shem tzricha legufa if it's loy nichalei. A raya to this yisoid, what yisoid, that your purpose in doing something is going to define this is what we'll call Rashi Shita, that your purpose in doing something is going to define the nature of what you're doing, and therefore if your purpose in doing it is Eina Tzricha Legufa, that's going to make it an Eina Tzricha Legufa, and the only way to make a Tzricha Legufa is to be Mechaven Lasos Pechom, is a very tifer ran. It's a Chiddush Haran, it's in the regular Chiddush Haritva on Shabbos. This already, this is really rather complex. So I'll try to make it as simple as possible. I probably won't succeed. There's a famous Gemara on Shabbos, and it's a Murid de Karanda, and it's really, it's Klar this Yisod. There's a famous Gemara in Shabbos Daf Kuvav that says that, I'll try to keep it simple, that according to Rav Shimon, Mekalkel b'chabura is chayiv. The Melachas Chabura, the Melachas Chayvel, doesn't need Mesakim. Mekalkel is chayiv also. So all the Rishonim, and Rav Yehuda argues, and all the Rishonim want to know where this Machlaikas says, like where did the Gemara get it from? What's the source of the Machlaikas? Where they come? Because the Gemara discusses different scenarios where it might be a tikkun. You could be chayvel in somebody because you want the blood lekalbo. Or you could be maver also. You can burn something up because you want the afer. So it's conceivable that there be tikkun in the malacha that you're doing. So what's the big deal? Furthermore, how does he know? Because the Torah had to be how does he know the din? Because the Torah had to be matir Mila. Mila's chayvel, or the Torah had to be matarit. So you see, Mila is also. But Mila would be also on Shabbos, even though ostensibly it's Mekalka. That's what the Gemara says. Ostensibly it's Mekalka. So the Rishonim want to know, like, where is this Rav Shimon? Like, where does he say it? No, it doesn't say it anywhere that he says it. So where does the Gemara get it from? Where's it coming from? So Rashi says, and the Ran really elaborates on this, the Rav Shimon who holds Melacha Shein Tzricha Legufa's Potur, I'll say it over the Ran's way. The Ran says it as follows. Rav Shimon holds Melacha Shein Tzricha Legufa's Potur. Premise one. Point one. He does? That's Rav Shimon Shidda. Melacha Shein Tzricha Legufa's Potur. Now, Chayvel conceivably can have tikkunim in it. Mila. Mila has the tikkun of a mitzvah in it. Yeah, you're doing the mitzvah Hashem. That's a purposeful thing. That's not a makalkel. That's a masakel. You're doing mitzvah Hashem. But what? But it's chutz. It's chutz from the malacha. It's not tzricha legufa. It's the tikkun is not inherent in the act that you're doing. It's a zaitaka tikkun. Right? It's a zaitaka tikkun. It's a zaitaka tikkun. Now, when the Torah made clear that Mila on Shabbos is a malacha that would be osur, not for the Xeris HaKos. So we'll talk about it from now on as if the Torah said Mila is osur on Shabbos. So Rav Shimon sees there that Mekalkel, so Rav Shimon who holds that Malacha Shenetzricha Leguf is Potur, sees in the Torah saying Mila is osur that Mekalkel B'chabur is Chayav, is osur. Because any tikkun is chutz mimena. Then the Ran says, but there are Gemaras that say that even by chayvel you need tzricha legufa. The Gemara says if you kill an animal and your purpose is, if you kill an animal and your purpose is to keep it away from you, that it shouldn't be mazik you, that's a malacha shenet tzricha legufa. So the Ran says, like, wait a second. If you're saying that we discount zaitika purposes, and you're even mechuyah for makalka, and makalka is called there's no valid purpose in your malacha. That's called there's no valid purpose in your malacha. And the Torah said that's also. But then you're turning around and saying that malacha shenet tzricha legufa, that you need malacha shenet tzricha legufa, that malacha shenet tzricha legufa would also be pondered. And if you did, and if you killed it, let's say, for a different purpose, so it would taka be mutter. It wouldn't be osur at all. So that's worse than Mekalkel, the Ran asks. Like, why should it be worse than Mekalkel, which has no purpose at all? So the Ran says, and it's really kedai even to listen to the Ran's lashon. He says, kol shatamo, and this is really the aside we're saying in Rashi. Kol shatamosif tikun bedover sheinu miguva shel malacha. If you're doing it, kosha ata mosif tikun bedover sheinu miguva shel malacha, the more purposeful you're being, and you the more purposeful you're being in the malacha that you're doing. You're doing it for a purpose. You have a purpose in mind. You have a goal in mind. This is what I want to accomplish with this maisa. I want to accomplish this. But it's not migufa shel malacha, it's a zaitika purpose, it's not malacha tzricha legufa. So, iata mosif chiyuv bimalacha, adarabba, adamosif baptur. The cholhecha shahatikun she'ena migufa yosef choshuv, the more purposeful that purpose is, the more choshuv that tikun is, ha malacha hi yoser nigreris etzlo. This is the Ran's lashon. So the malacha is going to be nikra, mamish the Yosef was saying in Rashi. The malacha is going to be determined, the action that you're doing is going to be nigrar. After what's not gufa shel malacha, the hinasis tfeila, also dover shehu potro, magarea kolcha. Hilkoch, kinen the goli rachmona demila malacha hi, the ha'israch l'mesharia, shmamina demakalka b'chabura chayav, she'yev shalacholom ha'shebem neitikon mitzvah shebo, hu chayav aleho. Shehatikun she'ena migufa shel malacha ain't a mosif bo chiyuv el p'tur. V'chan ain't also tikun. So he says, kan ain't also tikun she'ena migufa shel malacha potra, because mila is mamish zaitik zach. It's just a mitzvah that the Torah gave you. So that's not going to be called the purpose of the chavala. That's what the Ran is saying. Mila, which is so zaitik. Now the Ran is mamish saying this yisai, that the Gemaras that say that chayvel need malacha tzricha legufa, the Ran saying because when you do something for a different purpose, so that's what the malacha that you're doing is nigrar after. It's like saying you're being chayvel. Let's say you're being makalko. You're saying, let's say you're killing the animal that wants to bite you, that wants to kill you. So you're saying, I'm not doing a malachas chavola. The Ran is saying, I'm doing a malachas hatzola. The more tikkun you, the more there's a purpose in what you're doing. The tzorah for which you're doing the malacha, that's going to define what you're doing. So that's going to be mosif p'turas of the Ran, not chiyuv, because that's going to make it a malacha shenetzricha legufa, because you're doing it for a different purpose. The whole reason Mila still Asur is because mitzvah is not even connected to the etzem act that you're doing. That's so died out of the picture that it's just that you're doing the Ratzon Hashem by doing this Chavola. But the Chavola itself is Kilkul. So and the Torah said it's Mechuyas. But if you do it for a different purpose, that's what the Ram says, clearly. But if you do it for a different purposeful Tikkun, then what you're doing takes on the nature of that Tikkun. And that's most of Boptur Zokdara, not Chiyuv. Then it's Nigrar. Nigrar after that Malacha. In the words I would use in the example the Gemara gives, I'm not doing a Malachas Chavola, I'm doing an act of Hatzola, not an act of Chavola. Because that's my purpose, to be Matzal Atzmi. So this is not a Malachas Chavola. So you see clearly in the Ran, it's on the Kuvav and Shabbos, the Ran really says this Yisoid Beferish, that the purpose for which you're doing something shapes the nature of what you're doing, and therefore the Ran really says Beferish, that the Ptur of Malacha Sheina Tzricha Legufa is a very, very fundamental one. The Ptur of Malacha Sheina Tzricha Legufa is that you're not doing that malacha. It's like you're doing something else. Like if there's a malacha of Chavallah, I mean, let's just take this example. It's a very easy example, the way to see it. If you're doing a malacha of Chavallah, but your purpose is to be Matzal Atzmo, Zokdaran, the purposefulness of being Matzal Atzmo makes it ois malacha of Chavallah. You're not doing malacha of Chavallah, you're doing malacha of Hatzalah. And that's going to be the Ptur of a malacha Shenetzricha Legufa. So that fits in very well with what we're saying in Rashi. The answer to Kivegas Kasha. And that beautifully fits in with the Rashi in Beya, by the Madurta building the bonfire, and the Rashi in Bechairis. That the purpose for which, Bekitza, the purpose for which you're doing something, the purpose, the tachlis for which you're doing a maisa, shapes and forms the nature of the act that you're doing. Afazei Vait, that by the Madurta it'll make it mutter. By the Parah Aduma, it'll make it mutter. By the Psilo, where it's not a question of a different act through a different purpose, because it's still the Malachas Kibui, so it'll make it Malachas Shenetzricha Legufa. Because that's what you're doing. The tachlis of what you're doing changes the nature of what you're doing. So it's not a Malacha anymore. That's not the Malacha that the Torah asks. The Malacha of the Torah, is when you say you need the purpose for which the Torah asked the Malacha, you're really defining the Shem HaMalacha Ba'atzmo. It's not like this Xeris HaKosuf, you have to do it with that goal in mind, that the Torah wanted a certain goal in the Malacha, so you have to want that goal also. No. Shabbos, that defines what you're doing. The Torah asked the Malacha with a certain purpose, that defines the nature of the Malacha. So if you do a different purpose, it's worse. If you do it for a different purpose, that's what the Ran says. If you just do Mila, which is a kilkul, and the only tikkun associated with it is mamash of zayt, because that you happen to be listening to the Shem's tibui, so that's not going to change. That's not going to change the nature of what you're doing. You're doing a chavola, and that's a total kilkul of the Ran. The tikkun of listening to Hashem is not going to affect the maisa that you're doing. But there's still a din of lachash and tzichel legufa by chayvul. Because when the purpose is going to change the nature of the act, see, that's cool for what the Ran says. When the different purpose changes the nature of what you're doing, that's the p'tur of lachash and tzichel legufa. So that's in the Ran, you really see the feirish. That the p'tur of Malacha Shenetzricha Legufa is Gufa this point. That's just like you look at Rashi and Beya, and you see that if you have in mind a different purpose of the act, so it changes the nature of the act, and it goes from Binyan to Stam building a bonfire, there you don't need the p'tur of Malacha Shenetzricha Legufa. It's b'chol not Binyan anymore. So it changes the nature of the act that you're doing. From this Ran over here on Daf Kuvav, you see that that's the nature of the whole Ptur of Malacha Shenetzricha Legufa. That the purpose for what you're doing changes the nature of what you're doing. and the nature of what you're doing in the Mishkan was A, and you're doing B. And that's goof of the Ptur. The Oruch, you could say, holds not. So that's why. Mashen came in the Gemara like a Dafkuf Gimel, the Ran, the Gemara of Toilish Ulshin, where you're not dealing with the same Maisa and different Tzorchim, that the Tzorchim are going to affect the nature of what you're doing, but you're dealing with two different Pulas and Gansen. You're dealing with two different Maisa. So one's a Maisa in the Asev, and one's a Maisa in the Karka. And that's good old psikreshe. You are in the schaven for the mice and the karka. And that's good old psikreshe. So there's nothing saying. So the fact that you are mechaven for the grass to pick the grass, that's not a goal, a tachlis that's going to change the nature of the chayrish. That's only said when there's one mice, and the question is what's the tachlis, what's the tzorach for which you're doing the ma'isim. When you're doing two different ma'isim, obviously your goal in doing ma'isa A is not going to affect ma'isa B.
What's the concept?
What?
It's a secretion, that's one ma'isa.
Right, no.
Secretion, the classic case of secretion.
No, that's two different ma'isim. One's a ma'isa shechita, one's a ma'isa ritzicha. That's taka different. One's well, the classic case is that you're shechting and you want to take off the head. What's the classic case? You want to take the head off of your kid to play with, right? Segregation below yomis. So you're doing a maisa. You're taking the head off. No, there's one. You're not killing. There's one maisa of removing the head and the other mice of killing. Removing the head and killing.
Just killing.
What?
Just killing. So then it's one mice. And just over two. Right?
No. Or else it wouldn't say psikreishin. That's psikreishin means, let's say you're draining the bench. And you don't mean to dig a hole. That's called two different mice. There's the mice of draining a bench and the mice of digging a hole. So if the hole is inevitably going to be dug, that's called secretion. So when the guy takes the head off, so he doesn't mean to kill the chlal. Killing has nothing to do with taking off the head. It's just a secretion. It's for sure going to die. Hashenke and Lamarshal, by the Madurta, let's say where Tysus comes screaming at Rashi, you're building a certain structure, which is a binyan. So that's what he says. You're mechaven to do exactly the ma'isa you're doing. There's no two ma'isa there. The only thing different is in the takleisa, is in the purpose. So Rashi holds that affects the nature of what you're doing, and that's how the Ran explains the etzem p'tur of lacha shen esricha legufa. So that's why that would explain Kvegas Kasha why Rashi has to say mechaven lasas pecham. And it explains over there on Daf Kuf Gimel, it explains, right, the Ran, that the Ran sheet is that it's segregation. Oh, Mashenkin, the Oruch, you could say that the Oruch would hold that it wouldn't be Lachashin Asricha Lagufa. That the Oruch would hold, okay, that's why the Oruch holds it, why the Oruch doesn't see the Gemara as. Okay, that I don't want to go into. Why the Oruch doesn't see in the Gemara on Lacha Shen Atzricha Leguf? Differently. But the point of the Inyan is really is the chilek between Daf Kuf Gimel and the other cases, and that's why Rashi had to say, Yom Mechaven de Pecham. The Yisoid is that the nature of the act affects the goal, the tachlis, affects the nature of the act, and what you see from the Ran and Shabbos Daf Kuf Bob is that that's Gufa the Ptur of Melacha Shen Atzricha LeGufa, because you've changed the nature of the act that was also to do in the Mishkan. Okay.